How important is it for these children to see, you know, the bigger picture?
It is absolutely critical for the children to see the bigger picture. Children actually have a natural sense of empathy and compassion, kindness, and so sometimes they're not developed. We don't teach them about the world. We don't teach them about what they can do for the world. And we think that they're too young. But you're actually never too young to understand generosity and to understand love, because they're the receiving. They're on the receiving side of that. So the key is to really start children really early about the need to care for others as they have been cared for.
Mm-hmm. How was it over? You were obviously over there from the pictures, how realization was it?
How
did it hit you once you stepped off the plane? Like, how much of an impact was it?
Yeah, as you go into these real life situations, there are three emotions. One is the incredible resilience and grace of people. You know, a major disaster just fell into their lives, but they're coping, they're caring for their family, they are trying to retain hope, they're trying to dream of the future. So just that resilience and that grace. The second thing is to remember, and it hits right away, they're just people like you and me. How would you feel if all of a sudden you lost your house and you lost your way of making an income and you do not know whether your children can go to school, and meanwhile you have a relative who is missing? So it's that sort of feeling of a human family, that we all have the same feelings when these things hit. That's the second one. The third one is, what a privilege for us to get to play a role in their lives. These are critical times. They need a sense of friends. They need a sense that the world has not forgotten them. They need a sense that they're not dealing with this alone, that there is help from elsewhere, that the world is indeed a place that cares, and that we get to play that role. So those are the three things.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, this check, the $310,000 for the average citizen, how far does that really go for other people?
It goes very far. Any dollar actually goes very far. So if you think about these shelters that we're creating, a shelter like that probably costs several hundred dollars. So several hundred thousand dollars there probably will allow us to build about 800 homes or so. So that's 800 families times five, that's 4,000 people. It goes very far, because that's probably a whole neighborhood, a whole village. So even $5 go a long way, because it's the sustenance for a family for 1 week.
Very good. I don't know how recently you've been back, but what is it like over there now?
I would say in some of the areas, the city streets, city areas, the debris are gone. And so now actually we have the return of a new phenomenon, which is traffic jams. When there were debris, you could actually not bring cars in. There are no roads. So businesses are trying to come back and so on. But where you see the major challenges, how will people make a living, particularly for people who are farmers, when they've lost all of their crops? How do we start again? So there's still debris removal along the coast. You still see that. You deal with the issues that it's hard to know where to put the new family dwellings, because the government doesn't want people to be near to the coast, and they've never lived anywhere else. So rural building back is easier than just city, but always just beneath the surface is the whole issue of livelihood.
And you mentioned of every dollar, I think you said 93 cents, because you know, people always want to know when I'm giving, where is my money going? Who is it helping?
So not every program delivers to the average, but the average for us is that we try to keep our overhead costs to below 10%. So we want to send 90 cents over to the field. We have been sending 93 to 94 cents over to the field, where it goes directly into the direct support, programming, and keeping accounts and so on and so forth of the programs on the ground.
And after the initial typhoon struck, how quickly was Catholic Relief Services on the ground coming up with a plan to assist?
Catholic Relief Services was right there probably within 2 days in those areas, because we have been working in the Philippines since 1945. So we already have multiple offices in the Philippines. A few months before Haiyan, we had about 70 plus 80 people there. And there was another crisis, natural crisis, and we brought in another 20-some people there. So we had close to 100 people in the Philippines. And so our people were able to move into those areas to do the assessment. It was very difficult. They had to carry their own water, their own tent. They have to ride anything, including if they could find motorcycles. They had to carry their own fuel. And so, but we sent in a team very quickly.
Is there anything you think that I haven't asked you or he hasn't asked you that you think our listeners would benefit from hearing from you?
I think it's to remember that the friendship and the support of the American people are very important. People know it. They say, these are the American Catholics here to help us. We have now done work for 70 years. Everywhere in the world, we are running into people who said, when I was in school, I had CRS food. Or in major countries where there had been starvation and so on, and they remember that. And so it's not just a debt of a gratitude to CRS or to the Catholic Church, but a sense of gratitude to the human race. And that's how they give back to the human race.
Okay. Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.